I did that one already.
Whoever had a pseudo without giving it to Vartoris as if they offered Corbanos. Yeah.
Not just that we're right. A bunch of...
Now, Vartoris is over.
So, the end of this week's Parsha, after the War of Amalek, so they have to thank Hashem. And one of the things Moshe does is he builds a Mizbech. Hashem Nisi, he gives it a name. And so Rashi is very careful to say, no, the Mizbech's not named Hashem, and the Mizbech's not Hashem. He says, but people who see the Mizbech will remember the miracle. So it's supposed to serve as this reminder and inspire them to be better people, inspire them to thank Hashem for the great miracle that saved them. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, in his drash of Darash Moshe, he has a beautiful explanation. He says, the Mizbeach, he derives from Rashi this idea that seeing the Mizbeach is supposed to inspire you. He says, and this is true as well from certain people, specifically Gedolim and Tzadikim. And just seeing them often inspires you. And he gives an example from Shmuel Aleph Perek Yotet, where David is hiding from Shaul. So where does he go hide? He hides in the house of Shmuel. And Shaul sends a group of people to Shmuel, and they start prophesying when they get to Shmuel's house. They see Shmuel, and they just become so inspired that they become Nevi'im. Their job was to fetch David and bring him back to Shaul so Shaul could do what he wants with him, and instead they learn the error of Shaul's ways when they see Shmuel. They're so inspired. So Shaul again sends a second Mishlachah. Again, they come into the presence of Shaul's home, and they just start prophesying. So Shaul can't rely on anybody else, apparently, so he comes himself, and he too becomes so inspired from Shaul's place, from going to Ramah, that he starts prophesying. He even strips down naked and spends the night in like this trance and this state, and then he wakes up and then the pasuk says Hagam Shaul Banavim. That's what that source is. That he becomes. So he says, look, you just meet Shmuel. You just come into his presence and you become so inspired, and it reminds you of the error of your ways. You were on your way to do something wrong. You're on your way to do something bad, and it straightens you out. It sets you on the right path. That's the effect that Shmuel has. That's the effect that the Mizbeach had. That's the effect that Gedolim have. So I think that's also the effect Yeshiva has. That sometimes we come back to Yeshiva and we spiritually recharge. Just being in the environs of Yeshiva, being amongst the Ramim, the Rashi Yeshiva, but just even being in the environment of the Yeshiva, we come back and we spiritually recharge, and not that our ways were so bad, I'm not saying that, just it strengthens us, it gives us chizuk, that we see the yeshiva and we see this place where we spent a year or two or more growing, and just coming back to that spot strengthens us. But what also strengthens us in yeshiva is seeing those who come back to do that. Those who come back and they spent a year or two or three or four outside the yeshiva, and yet they continue to come back to recharge their batteries spiritually in yeshiva, that gives us chizuk too. And that sets us straight, and that tells us, hey, we better make sure we're doing a good job here, those of us who are working here, certainly, but even those who are learning, because these are the people we're going to have to be. These are the people who, when they get to college, they're the ones, they're running the minyanim, they're the ones showing up in the base medrash, the other ones helping out their friends, the other ones representing Torah, Torah Hashem, Torah Tagush, wherever they are, in no particular order, and they're not mutually exclusive, but they're the ones who are our flag. They're the ones who, and therefore we're inspired when we see them. So the chizuk works both ways here. You get to come back to yeshiva and recharge, and we also get chizuk from seeing you, seeing how well you're doing, seeing that you still come back here to recharge. And therefore, we thank you for that, and we wish to be mechazek you to continue and continue to come back and stay in touch and attend Gush events in America and in Israel. And
still make it to
and you can still make it to wherever that was. And thank you for coming.
Oh, yeah, thank you.